Thanks, Cardiff.
Hi, I got a letter in the mail from you guys.
Okay, let's see here. Was that reservation code on there?
Yeah, 2511-0401-0036-7216.
7216, okay, let's see here. And the number you're calling from, is that a business line?
It is.
Okay. And I have Affinity Dental Products.
That's it.
Okay, perfect. And who am I speaking with?
Domenico.
I'm sorry?
Domenico.
Domenico. Okay. Are you the owner of the business?
I am.
Okay, perfect. All right, and are you still at the 1915 Mark Court address in Concord?
We are.
Okay, great. So what we had sent you is an offer for financing. We have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
I want to refi a current debt I have.
Okay, and what kind of debt is it?
It's a line of credit type debt.
Okay. And what is the balance on that?
About 230.
230. Okay. And how is that paid back, or how do you pay that loan?
That's every day.
Okay. Bank. And do you know who that's with?
It's with I'm having a brain block here. business backer.
Okay. And in regards to paying it off, did you need additional capital, or did you just want to refinance that loan?
What I like to do is refinance that and grab some additional capital. My whole goal was to see if I can get a loan of about $500,000.
Okay. And what would you be using the additional funds for?
Inventory.
Okay. And what does your business do exactly?
We supply goods to Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Target, Walmart, really, you know, A-plus retailers. We own
okay.
brands, natural, smart brands.
And what is is there a certain type of product? I'm sorry, I didn't know if you just said that.
Yeah, they're natural home brands and.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, you'll see.
And how long have you had the business?
Since 2009.
2009, okay. Are you the sole owner over there?
Well, I've got a partner.
Okay.
CFO.
Okay. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
Last year was about $7.2 million.
7.2, okay. And this year, do you know what you're on track to do?
About $6
million. Okay. Okay, perfect. And the inventory you purchase, is that in the U.S.? Is it?
It's coming from Asia and Germany.
Okay. And are you getting a pretty good discount on purchasing it overseas?
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Okay. What kind of return, if you could get the funding, do you think that you would get on, say, the 500?
What kind of return? Return on my investment or return?
Yes.
Everything we bring in, we double.
Okay. Do you have a line of credit currently?
Yeah, we do.
Is it like a local bank? Okay. And do you have any availability on that line?
We do. That it we pay it off, goes up and down. So that's
okay.
It's a cost.
And you want to kind of keep that available as well?
We always want to keep that available, yeah.
Yeah, smart.
Because we use our ABL line, we use a bunch of things on that.
Okay. And the business backers loan, what was the original loan amount on that?
$350.
Okay. 350. And do you know?
We're just trying to consolidate it right now. It's the interest is too high.
Okay. When was that taken out?
Last year.
Okay. And then, do you know what the term length was on that one?
And it's ending, I believe, in March of 2020.
Okay. Do you think it was like a year and a half or 15 months? Okay.
It was about a year. Actually, it was 15 months. It was actually 15 months.
15, okay. All right. So based on that, we can usually lend about 10 to 15% of yearly gross revenue. How is the credit between you and your partner? Is it fair? Is it excellent? Okay.
His really good. Mine's about 600.
Okay. That's good. Perfect. What was the time frame for getting the funds? Before the end of the year?
As soon as we can. Yeah,
okay, pretty soon.
As we can. I've got containers on the water right now I have to pay for.
Okay. So what we usually do is if we're going to pay off an existing balance, we want you to net 50%, which means, let me see, you're at 230. So 460 would be the minimum that we would want to issue, but we can usually lend about 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue. So, you know, your business may get approved for, it could be 500, 600, it could be more than that, depending on how the revenues look on paper. So we would approve you for the max amount. You could decide how much you actually want to take. And were you wanting a long term, the longest term, or what were you thinking?
That's the goal, is to get as long as we can, so we don't have to have a steep payment on a monthly basis.
Okay. So typically, this is an unsecured program, so we don't ask for collateral or assets. So usually the longest program is 2 years. I do have a 3-year program that's new. It is a little bit more challenging to get approved for, but I had somebody get approved for it yesterday, so it is possible. But I would say 2 years with the option to refinance in a year might be a good way to go as well. Do you think that would work for you?
I would, either the longest we can, 3 years would be great. But is this, let me ask you something here. Is this you take it out of our bank account every single day?
Well, we have monthly, weekly, and daily options. So that's how it would come out. It depends what the underwriter approves you for. Some people get approved for all three options. Some people, if their revenues or their bank statements are a little shaky, they may have to only do the daily. The weekly is pretty popular right now. So we see a lot of people doing that as well.
What's the average interest rate on this?
So we usually see about 10 cents on the dollar will be the lowest, and it'll go up from there, maybe 25 cents on the dollar and anywhere in between. So what's going to dictate that is certain industries, which yours is not really that risky. They'll look at credit, so you guys should be fine because you're not too low. And then a lot of times it's the term you choose, but it's not always the term you choose. We have some long-term programs that pricing comes out less than some of the shorter term. So it's hard just to say. We have a lot of different programs, so if there's something specific you're looking for, that's what we're going to try and get approved for you. So if you really want the longest term, highest loan amount, that's what we ask the underwriters to approve for you. And then we can look at some different options and really customize it to what's going to make the most sense for the business. Does that sound like it may work for you, or?
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to do this. I'm going to transfer you over to my partner. He's my CFO.
Okay.
And let's see what we can do, if we can do something, okay?
Okay. What was his name?
I'll transfer.
It's Drew?
Roth. D-R-E-W, yeah.
D-R-E-W, okay.
Roth.
Okay, thanks.
Okay?
Perfect.
Hold on just a second here.
Thank you. Hello, it's Drew.
Hi, Drew. I was just transferred to you from Domenico.
Okay.
So, I don't know if he spoke with you, but this is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. He had called in regards to the working capital program, paying off an existing balance you guys have.
Yeah. So, Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah.
Are you guys down in San Diego area?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you familiar with this area?
No. Yeah, well,
no.
I do, you know, San Diego, that
yeah.
kind of stuff. But
okay.
No.
Yeah, we've been here 13 years, so we've been here for a while. I went over some potential options with him, and I think he wanted to see what we could do for you guys in terms of some different approvals, see if it would work out. So did you want me to email you what we would need?
Yeah, sure. What is it? What types of programs are you able to provide? What are you? What kinds of things? Are you guys? Are you a bank, or are you just a? Are you more of a broker, capital lender?
So we're a commercial lender.
Do you direct? Okay.
Yeah, we're a commercial lender. About 80% of what we fund is in-house, and then we do have some partners.
Okay.
Just for some other programs, we do have some loans that go up to a few million. We do a lot of equipment financing, so there might be some types of equipment that we don't want to do in-house. We'll use a partner. So usually everything's in-house, but if there's something that's going to be a better fit or something that's a little bit more challenging, we may use a partner of ours. I let him know that we're lending right now at about 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue of the business. And because your balance is about 230 right now, we usually want you to net about 50% if we're paying off that balance. He said he was looking at about 500,000. So if we did approve you, it would kind of fall in that range, I think.
Okay, so
that makes sense.
So how does that work then?
So we would pay off that existing balance, and you would have a new loan. The loans are paid back over. The longest term is usually 2 years. I have a new 3-year program, but I told him I don't want to promise him that because everything has to look really good on paper to qualify for that program. And then the loans are paid back either monthly, weekly, or daily. So the underwriters will approve all the options that you qualify for, and then you would choose what you want. So you would choose your loan amount, the term length, and how you want it repaid if they do give you all the different options. So that's pretty much how it would work.
Okay. So it is a lot like what we've already got as far as a cash advance where they do the ACH withdrawal kind of bit. But we could extend out the terms, I guess is what you're saying. You guys would
The terms tend to be longer than who you're with. And the loan amounts tend to go a lot higher as well. The loans can always be refinanced halfway through or paid off for a discount as well if you want to pay it off early.
Okay. And is it when you do the loan, is it prepaid all the way up for the total term of the loan so you've already amortized everything in, or is it done on a
basis? The loans are, you're usually responsible for the interest, but it depends. There's different programs. So it depends on what you guys are looking for. We can try and apply for that particular program.
Okay.
We don't just have one loan, so it's hard just to tell you, one answer, but what I say is, if there's something that you're looking for specifically, for the business, whether it be the longest term, lowest overall payback, or you absolutely need the highest loan amount, then that is what we would try and get approved for you, and then we'll give you different options to look at. And then, there's no strings attached. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but at least we can give you some different options.
Okay. So why don't we? So you're gonna send me over the list of items you kind of need to just get a summary of where we are as a business, or?
So it would be to actually issue you an approval. Yeah, so we would issue you an approval. We just look at 6 months bank statements and your most recent tax return.
Okay. All right. And then do you pull a soft credit? Or
we do. We pull Experian. Yeah, we pull Experian. They tend to be the most conservative of the three bureaus.
So, and I know, but you know, if you pull a hard credit, then it reduces my point. It reduces my score.
If you have, if it's yeah, typically
so
if it's.
So I don't want to approve anything and then have you know, you guys send you the stuff, and then all of a sudden you start pulling the credit, and then it starts, which is okay to look at my credit score and see where it is until we start to do the deal. But once we decide to do the deal, then you can pull a full credit, hard credit report on it, because otherwise it just, and I've, the reason my score is at 680 is because I've got outstanding credit cards balances,
okay.
And then the other is that I have all these pulls on
yeah.
my account that won't go off for another
mm-hmm.
About a year. Because
who else is pulling your credit?
Me. Just other from other lenders from a year ago.
Okay.
So when we went out and we tried to refinance this over a year ago.
Okay.
So we're still in the same program that we're in.
Got
we
it.
Borrowed a total of about $380,000 on this
okay.
program, and so now we've got it all the way paid down to about $220,000,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be paid off here in the next 7 months. We're taking a daily advance on it of about $1,646.
Okay.
So the goal is to reduce that cash flow drain.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Extend out the term. Extend out the term and maybe pull out a little capital.
Mm-hmm.
We've got about $100,000 of goods that are sitting at the port right now.
Okay.
I need to get relief.
Do you have a copy
kind of
your credit report?
Kind of a combination.
Sometimes I can get away with that, but I mean, really,
I have the Experian.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I could send you my screenshot.
Okay.
I don't know that until you guys want to pull. See, the only thing, and check with them, because they can do a soft pull where they can just look at my credit score, and it'll give you the general what my credit is and the general information, but it
yeah.
won't go in and won't pull. It
I
won't
think.
Pull my,
yeah, actually, I think that we are doing that. Let me do this. I'm going to email you. I think we can actually do a soft pull, but I'll verify. And if not, I'll let you know what we can do so that we can at least give you an idea maybe of what we think we can do without pulling your credit. But I think that I can actually do a soft pull. So let me check on that. What is a good email address for you?
It's DROTH. At Axis, AXIS, Group, Global.com.
Okay. And are you looking anywhere else right now?
We're talking, we've got some VC groups that we're talking to. We've got
okay.
a whole bunch of different areas. I mean, yeah, we are. We're out there. We're trying to raise equity at the same time,
mm-hmm.
but we know that the equity raise is going to take a lot longer.
Yeah.
And that's why we're trying to go through let's just try and see if we can refinance this for right now.
Okay.
Give us the bridge that we need for the next 3 months until we can complete some type of an equity raise. And,
right.
You know, sell some interest.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can do. I'll go ahead and shoot that email to you, and then I'll check on the soft pull as well. And then we can go from there and see what we have available.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Well, give me about 15 minutes or so, and I'll send that over to you. And it'll come from Nicole at Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Did you have any other questions?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Well, I'll send this over shortly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.